I'm going to pass this piece of amber around so you can see the spider trapped inside it. It's a good example of amber inclusion, one of the inclusions that scientists are interested in these days. This particular piece is estimated to be about 20 million years old. Please be extremely careful not to drop it. Amber shatters as easily as glass. One thing I really like about amber is its beautiful golden color. Now, how does the spider get in there? Amber is really fossilized tree resin. Lots of chunks of amber contain insects like this one, or animal parts like feathers or even plants. Here's how it happens. The resin oozes out of the tree, and the spider or leaf gets encased in it. Over millions and millions of years, the resin hardens and fossilizes into the precious stone you see here. Ambers can be found in many different places around the world, but the oldest deposits are right here in the United States in Appalachia. It's found in several other countries too, though right now scientists are most interested in ambers coming from the Dominican Republic because it has many great inclusions, something like one insect inclusion for every 100 pieces. One possible explanation for this is that the climate is tropical and a greater variety of the number of insects thrive in tropics than in other places. What's really interesting is that scientists are now able to recover DNA from these fossils and study the genetic material for important clues to evolution. Why does the professor pass the amber around to the students? What is amber derived from? Why is the Dominican Republic an important source of amber? What type of amber is probably the most valuable for genetic research?